finding the right language. Ich bin zu der Ansicht gelangt, dass unsere Kulturfrage nicht gelöst werden kann, ohne dass zugleich oder sogar vorher die Geldfrage gelöst wird. So I'm sorry for that, I will speak in English. I had originally planned that I would speak in German, but when you live for many years in Switzerland, you get used to just switching to that language that most of the people speak. So with your help, hopefully, I switch to English. So Michael Ende, who wrote this, he wrote that he came to the conclusion that our cultural problems cannot be solved unless the monetary question gets solved at the same time or even before. And it's Michael Ende who wrote this book that you was previously mentioned, Momo. And he, in that letter, particularly mentioned the link to the monetary system of that book. And actually my observations from nature and being an environmentalist by heart and training led me to the very same thing. I had that questions of why is it that we destroy the ecosystem? Why is it that we continue with an agriculture that destroys the soil? Although we know, I think the UN says like 60 years of continuing like this and there will be no fertile soil left. Why is it actually that financial markets, that we allow financial markets to continue financing in the business as usual at a 4 to 6 degrees global warming pathway, where everyone agreed that we would like to stay below this 2 degrees pathway of global warming? Why is that happening? And during all these years that I've been working with the financial system and these questions of the environment, I witnessed in many conferences and reports that I was even part of, for example, the UNEP inquiry into the financial system, and most recently when Mr. Stiglitz was last month together with Graham Greene from the Club of Rome at the University of Zurich, that there seems to be a growing consensus that there are three causes of why there is that huge gap between where the money flows today and some kind of a life-sustaining economy that we are looking for. And those three things seem to be instability, short-termism, and return or growth expectations. So apparently we have like a consensus of the fact that we are living in a system that does not work anymore. But I'm not sure if we are all clear about whether we look at the symptoms of that situation or at the causes. So I was wondering over many years, why is it that exactly then people stop asking, why is it that we live in a system that forces us to grow, that forces us to speed up, that results into some kind of an instability? And I was wondering, why is it that, especially in these debates, the question about the monetary system and the question how is that linked, or how is the need to grow and the need to speed up and instability built into that system? Why is it that we are not actually mentioning that question? And I'm very glad that most recently, and also with the Swiss initiative, this question is being raised publicly. My answer and my personal observation was that this is because it hurts. And so the observation is that I call it somehow the money wound. In the environment out there, we see that the way we've organized the system today leads, so the way we've organized the debt-based monetary system that forces us to grow in all these things, that leads us into some kind of a environmental destruction and climate change. But also within our society and among us, actually, it leads to a changing climate. It gets colder. Today's money system is actually led by and leads to hierarchy, the concentration of power and competition. And I just read that John Maynard Keynes, and perhaps you need to help me a bit with the translation here, he talks about a game in German, it's called the Reise nach Jerusalem. And I don't know if anyone just knows the name. Basically, it's a children's game where when the music stops, you need to find the next chair, and it's usually one chair less than needed. Thank you very much. So, people start running to, and we don't run for chairs, we run for resources, we run for staying into the games, not falling out of the game, we run for our existence. And this separates us from each other. And it creates fear. It creates fear, depression, and sometimes it forces us to do things that we don't really feel are the right things to do. It forces us to be with people that we feel it's not the right thing to do at this time. And realizing that, well, in short, or in a nutshell, it makes out of us the gray man, that's the graue Herren, as Michael Ende puts it. And to realize that, that hurts. So far, as David Bossart in the beginning mentioned, we leave this important question of money to the techie people, I think he mentioned the techie people. I would say perhaps we could also say the graue Herren, the gray man here. So we leave it to them. And to avoid, I would say, that we become the machines that we are basically creating. That was a quote that touched me quite, when I don't remember whom you quoted, but in the morning today it touched me. Who was that?
Marshall McLuhan.
Marshall McLuhan, yeah. So to avoid that we get the machines that we created, actually, that Swiss Vollgeld Initiative, to me, seems to be a very first step, and an important step, to claim that responsibility over or for the money system. And to do that within a direct democracy, so to claim it back by the people in a vote. And this is, to me, like a first step, an important step to co-create a pathway. Yeah, I think there was a huge agreement that the system is not working. That was the last sentence, I think, from Martin Wolf is early on. I heard even saying, I don't know if it was him saying, it stinks, the current system. So basically, to co-create a pathway out of this system that does not work anymore, it would lead us, it would ensure that banks avoid and reduce this spiraling negative effects that the current system has, and ensure that banks have again this intermediate or intermediation role, and it would connect us, that money would connect us to each other. I think that was about that role, that was what Larry Kotnikoff was talking about this morning, this intermediate role of bank. So basically, I also heard, and I would say that this Vollgeld Initiative would be one first step that would lead us to go to some kind of a financial system that is like a public good, you mentioned, and that would have the intention to go towards a life-sustaining society rather than a destructive one. And with that, I go back to listening, and my last word I would like to give to Michael Ende again.
Between economic catastrophe and ecological catastrophe, and while we don't yet know exactly when catastrophe will happen, we still close our eyes and act like nothing is happening and continue the way we are. But naturally, it can't continue that way. I think what is absolutely important is that the economic leaders of the big industrial nations sit down at a round table and contemplate, we where does the compulsion toward growth lie in our economy? Where does this compulsion come from?